Today, we're diving into something that's at the very heart of Pepperdine, worship. Waves Worship is a student-led movement that has been creating space for authentic encounters with God through music, community, and creativity. From weekly chapels and campus events to the upcoming worship summit, Waves Worship has become a central part of spiritual life at Pepperdine. This year marks an exciting milestone that we get to chat about today, the release of their first full-length album. In this episode, we'll hear from the Waves Worship team about the heart behind their music, the process of recording and writing together, and their hopes for how this project will impact not just Pepperdine, but listeners far beyond our campus. So whether you're a student, an alum, or a friend of Pepperdine, get ready to be encouraged and inspired as we go behind the music with Waves Worship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Lily and Jaden, welcome to Pep Talk.
Thank you. We're so happy to be here.
This is so fun.
This is so fun. Can you guys give a little description of your roles at Waves Worship and what you do now and all the fun behind it?
Yes. So I'm Lily. I serve as the Associate Director of Worship, which means basically help leading worship at the Well every week, raising up our student worship leaders, and then lead Waves Worship, all the songwriting and community initiatives. We're really big on Life on Life, so there's a lot to dive into there. But Jade, why don't you go?
Sure, yeah. I'm Jaden Gertner, and I serve as the worship manager in our worship team, and it has been such a joy. I graduated from Pepperdine in 23, and I've been working here since then, and it's been such a joy. So I do a lot of the same things that Lily does with helping out with the Well and Waves Worship, and one of my focuses for this year is going to be more focused on outreach. Mm. So kind of taking our worship students into the community more. And so I think it will be really cool to see students leading worship at like nursing homes or youth camps or rehab centers and stuff like that. So I'm really excited about what that will look like this year.
That's awesome. Well, for listeners who may not be familiar, what is Waves Worship and how did it begin at Pepperdine? Can you give us the backstory with that?
How long do we have? Well, okay, to start off, Waves Worship, it is we call it a homegrown songwriting movement at Pepperdine, and it's a collaboration between students and staff and alumni, which is really cool. It basically means we are a family that does life together, and we come together and we respond to God's presence through songwriting. Mm-hmm. We always say the songs come out of the soil of our lives. And mm-hmm. so I really feel like the richness of the writing that comes out of this ministry is in the deep connection that we have with each other and being able to be vulnerable and share, hey, what's going on in your life right mm-hmm. now? What's God teaching you? Or what do you feel like is a prayer that like you're saying to God? So that's a bit about what Waves Worship is. How it started is a long story, but to give context, I graduated in 2021, and within my experience at Pepperdine, I was always looking for a place to songwrite and grow in that, and I couldn't find a community to do that with. And so I ended up taking a semester off and moving to Nashville, because that's where you go to songwrite, I guess. And I did a semester at Belmont right before COVID hit, and was just so hungry to be songwriting, so moved out there. And when I started working at Pepperdine in 2022, you know, songwriting is just a way that I respond to God's presence. So I was already doing it separate from the job I was doing at the time. And I remember I was at the Well, we were in rehearsal, and I just said, like, oh, I have a writing session tomorrow morning with a friend. And Nathan Lee, who was a junior at the time, maybe sophomore.
He was abroad.
Okay.
Junior.
Nathan was like, Lily, I feel like God has been asking me to get into writing spaces. Mm. I've never written before. And I was like, come, tomorrow morning I'm writing. He shows up the next day with like two hot chocolates for each of us. It was like an 8 a.m. write, and he was so hungry and excited. And I remember leaving that session, and what came out of it was amazing. Mm. And I felt like, I'm like, God, I feel like you're on this, because this kid had no writing experience. And I'm for sure biased, but I'm like, this song, there's something on it. And just started writing more and more. And it wasn't just me. It was also Co at the time. And Jaden was a student at the time. And it was really just organically building. And at the time, it wasn't like Waves Worship. It was just a group of students and staff like writing. And and over the next 2-3 years, we ended up with this vault of sorts of like 60 songs. So it was just something that God started and we caught wind of. And we're like, wait, I actually feel like he's moving in this way. And it's time to start putting some structure around this and some, you know, strategy and blueprints for like, how do we actually sow into this community and and feed and grow these students and water what God is obviously growing. So anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, well, it's just cool because like Lily was saying, it started kind of underground. It wasn't like fully sprouted. And so when I caught wind of it, I feel like I was in a space where I was like, I don't know if I'm a songwriter. I don't know if that's my thing. Like, I don't even know if I'm good at it. But I went to this session we brought in. They brought in the Reedys, Sky and Blaine Reedy, who was a connection of ours from Nashville. And super talented worship musicians and songwriters. And they just did a workshop, just like a Q&A workshop. And I went to it. I was like, what am I doing here? I don't know. And it was so cool because I felt like I wasn't alone in that. There were so many students showing up who weren't songwriters, but they were so interested in it and loved music and loved worship. And through that, and we've seen that even since becoming staff here, we've seen, like, we just had a student who just graduated, sadly, but he showed up to Waves Worship and, like, didn't have a musical background at all. He didn't really sing. He didn't know any instruments, but he was like, I think this is the coolest thing and I want to songwrite. And we were like, that is epic.
And he's so one of the best songwriters.
He's amazing.
I know.
And he has a song on our upcoming album. So we just, like, walked with him. Like, he learned how to sing, and he is, like, he got some app on his phone to, like, teach him chords, and I'm like, this is what Waves Worship is about. Like, you don't have to be, like, the insanely talented person. Like, you can just show up with who you are and what you have, and God will, like, totally multiply that. And so I think that that's what happened for me, too. When I joined Waves Worship as a student and then as staff, I feel like there was so much room to, like, grow with the group and learn and have that be a process. And I feel like now I'm like, wow, this is my full-time job now. So that's pretty insane.
It's been really cool to be a part, a small part of growing something that didn't exist at Pepperdine.
Right.
And if
it's
we,
all new.
If I was a student, I would have done anything to be a part of this. I would have chosen Pepperdine for this, you know?
So take me back. So I was a student at Pepperdine too. Can you describe some of the different worship opportunities at campus? And also, how does Wave Worship fit into that? But also, how does Waves Worship compare to some of these other on-campus movements like SCU, other universities that Waves Worship has invited to campus or has relationships with? Can you walk me through that a little bit for the sake of our listeners?
Do you mean it? Okay. I think, yeah, over the years, we've had a lot of different student-led worship groups on campus, which has been super cool. And now that Waves Worship has been born, a lot of those students are involved with Waves Worship too. So we have what we call student-led ministries. We refer to them as SLMs. And there are quite a few dedicated to worship. So we have like a gospel worship group. That they do events about once a month. And then we have Celebration Chapel, which is kind of functions like as a mini version of The Well, which is our main worship group that's run by our staff. And so The Well is Wednesday nights, 8 p.m., and we've The Well has been happening since 2012, I believe. Yeah, so it's gone through a lot of shifts, but it's primarily like we want a big worship night to serve the students, and it really has blown up over the last few years. Every year at the beginning of the year, I'm astounded at the size of the group that shows up in the amphitheater. Like, we can't even fit them anymore, and so that is our biggest event that we do for worship. And so Waves Worship kind of is our songwriting and music worship group that we send into these spaces. So Waves Worship is who leads at The Well. Waves Worship is who leads at these off-campus worship opportunities that we're trying to do with outreach. So it's kind of like a equipping and training in-house and then kind of like sending out. And so what we do with a lot of new students is we'll have like an audition day because a lot of new students are like stoked to get involved.
I bet.
So we'll be like, they'll come and we'll jam with them. We'll hear them sing, hear their story. And then we'll send them out into different groups. And so sometimes we'll send them out. We're like, you know, I think you would be a really good fit for our gospel group that we have, given your background or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or I think you'd be a really good fit for this space. I think you'd benefit from, you know, solo leading in like house worship. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of try to prayerfully consider, you know, where they're at musically and what would be really good for them in terms of growth, because there are a lot of opportunities to learn under a senior student's leadership, and then also to like be sent out solo. We have a group called Athletes Chapel that we usually send one person with a guitar down to lead worship for the athletes group. And that has been cool because they're all very different spaces to lead in. And so kind of putting the puzzle together and like piecing people where we think they would be a really good fit and watching them kind of blossom out of that has been really cool. I forget what the second part of the question was, but
I can talk about that. It's really unique to find a university that has a songwriting collective happening. I think SU Worship is the main one that's really forging the path and going before us and setting a really cool example. There's also Liberty Worship Collective, and I'm sure a couple others. But we were fortunate enough to have the SU crew come out here and spend a very jam-packed 24 hours with us. we got to spend some quality time with their leadership team and just picking their brains, asking them questions about how they do things. And it was just the coolest opportunity to, you know, have the East Coast meet the West Coast and shake hands there. Really cool. And then they led worship at the well with us that night. SU Worship has existed for a long time.
Yeah.
And they were looking
up to them in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I just love how their sound is really out of the box. Like, it doesn't fit into this perfect CCM genre. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you're seeing a lot of that with, like, Forrest Frank. And the Christian genre is just expanding into every genre, and it's capturing so many more people and hearts. And that's definitely something that we keep in mind when we're songwriting, is capturing the sound of this generation. But yeah, we love those guys, and it's just really cool to see what they're doing. Yeah.
It's cool too, because I feel like they're at least 5 years ahead of us. Mm-hmm. So watching the steps that they're taking and being able to like make notes and like learn from them, and look up to other groups, because like we mentioned, like this is very new for Pepperdine. Yeah. This is like a first time thing. So we're kind of spearheading like this new initiative, and so it's good to have other groups to look up to in that way. Yeah,
that's awesome. So can you, I'm sure you guys have many stories, but can you share me a story where you've personally seen God move through Waves Worship, whether it be a song or in a student, faculty or alumni? I'm sure there's so many.
I have one.
Go for it.
That comes to my mind. There's so many. But we had our first kind of Nashville-style writer's round song share night this last April. And it was – so I see these songs as seeds that God has given us from his heart, that he has entrusted us to sow back into this soil that is Pepperdine. And about a year ago – I just felt super convicted that we had been so faithful in half of what God had asked us to do, which was start songwriting. And there's so much ministry that happens in those spaces when you're with these students and co-writing with the Holy Spirit and learning to listen and share and all of that. But I felt a year ago that he was saying, I am asking you to follow through, and I gave you these seeds for a reason, and they're to be scattered. And so that's what led us to being intentional this last year in, okay, we're going to make an album. We're going to actually record and set rhythms of writing and then releasing. I think that's the fullness of what God is asking us to do. And so we did that, and we kind of narrowed down from this vault of songs that we had to around 12 to 15 songs that we were going to focus on. And so at the end of the year, we were like, let's invite some close friends and family, like a small group, and go off campus and share these songs acoustically live and the stories and testimonies behind them. And it was, I'm not joking, I do tend to exaggerate things, but I'm not exaggerating. It was one of the best nights of my life. It was so beautiful to see something that started 3 years ago underground come to fruition like this, where we were, that was the first time we were putting these seeds back into the soil, and you could just see the impact was so genuine. The tears,
it was so
so many tears in these students, and they were so genuinely moved. Some of them were seniors, and they said, this was my favorite thing of all of Pepperdine that I've ever been to.
Which is insane and amazing.
And to see the students that had been faithful to say yes to Waves Worship and write and share their heart, like to see their joy.
There's so much fruit.
Oh, my gosh.
In the release.
There was so much fruit. And it was just such confirmation of, okay, we heard you right, God. And so that was just a foretaste of what I hope is to come when we release this album. So that was like full circle moment. Oh, I could do this forever, God. This is amazing.
I just love to all the silly, goofy like moments in between, because it's a family. It's like we're creating a little family out of Waves Worship. And one thing that always sticks in my mind, which I love, is we do like writer's challenge nights. So we'll give them a prompt of some sort, a challenge, and they'll have 30 minutes to like go make a chorus or make a verse and a chorus or however much they can in 30 minutes. So this particular challenge was they were given a pop singer, and then they were given a scripture verse. So they were like, okay, the challenge was write a song in the style of this pop singer. About this verse.
It gets you out of your head.
That's like a Jimmy Fallon thing.
Yes, it is. It's very effective because it gets you out of your own limitations.
And they took it so seriously. They were like treating it like they were getting their bids. And it was so funny. But we, two songs on our album are born out of that. So one of the songs that was born out of that writer's challenge night is a song that's going to be on our album. It was so cool to watch kind of the creative out of the box, like thinking come into play, and something really unique was born from that, I think. So it's just really fun to like do little silly things like that with the students and just kind of see what comes of it, because a lot of times there's kind of like a, it's like relief because they're like, okay, like we're not performing here. We're just like having fun with this prompt and we're just going to go with it. And there were so many fun things that came out of that.
Well, speaking of the album, I know we've mentioned it a bunch, but can you share with us and the listeners the vision behind this full length album, how it stands out from previous songs you've released, and what themes or messages you hope come across?
I think the first thing that stands out about this album is, you know, the first three singles that we've released were written by staff, and that was so awesome, and I think set the foundational groundwork for Waves Worship to stand on. But this album is so special because every song was written with students. Every song has student participation. Every song comes from their heart and has their unique sound, and I really feel like it sets the stage for, hey, this is the Waves Worship sound, this is the Waves Worship heart. And one thing that we've always taught them is there is no creative box within the kingdom of God. God's presence doesn't just exist in this classic, like, radio style, like, CCM or, you know, song. God's presence exists in everything. He is everywhere. Our single is everywhere. And so you're going to hear really creative sounds on this album that I think capture the sound of this campus and the generation.
And Everywhere comes out this Friday?
This Friday.
That's crazy.
Woo! 22nd.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. So I feel like, you know, that the album's self-titled. It's Waves Worship. I think it just captures that God is omnipresent. He is in every corner of your life. You can encounter him at the well on a Wednesday night or in a church setting, but also in your car. Like, the altar can be your dashboard, you know. We have a lot of songs in this album that are songs that you wouldn't necessarily sing in a church setting, but you're encountering his presence, like, while you're driving.
Yeah, I think, too, like, as we were just kind of deciding the order of the songs in the album, we were just kind of going through and thinking about what each song was about, and they're so unique, and they each have their very unique sound to them. And even the producer that we were working with, Devin, he was saying, he was like, as I was listening to these songs and editing them, he was like, I was just, there is no box. Like, it doesn't feel like there's a box to it. It feels like you guys are doing something really new and really fresh. And I was like, yay, because that's what we were going for.
Yeah.
And so I think having that, just that uniqueness and that, like, there's no thing that we're trying to, like, hit.
Right.
No, like, there's no, there is goals, but there's not, like, a ceiling.
Right.
Like, we're deliberately trying to make a space where students don't feel like we're capping something.
Well, and I've listened to a couple songs on the album. Thank you for sharing it with me in advance. But it seems so fluid. Like, you can feel, like, the spirit going through. Like, it doesn't seem, like, the songs are structured, but it's just, it's so fluid in, like, the delivery. And it's just, it feels so organic.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And I think it's rare to listen to a first project of something that literally came from, like, nothing. Like, a lot of these students had no songwriting background before this. Oh. And
that's so pure.
It's so, and that's what I'm saying. It's so, that's so pure.
Yeah.
It's so pure. And it's an honest offering.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. That's so good. Snaps. Can you tell us about the recording process and how the students did?
Yeah. It was fun. It was a lot to juggle.
Because here's why. We're working with students and they have zero time.
Yeah. It's so hard to schedule, like, in between classes?
Their class schedule, yeah.
No. Well,
we're like, okay, so-and-so's free from 2 to 4. And then
Oh my gosh. We had a whole meeting with everyone's different availability. And we were like, how do we
I would
do
not
this?
Have wanted to see that doodle.
A few of our songs. So one really cool thing when we were recording, a few of our songs have, like, a choir sound.
No way.
Like, gang vocals in the background. And that was so cool. So we got as many students as we could together and just, like, recorded and re-recorded because we obviously didn't have a giant choir.
Yeah.
But that was so fun because they knew the songs already because some of them we had introduced at the well. Uh-huh. And so they were just like, yes, super, like, this stoked. Is it. We're, we're seeing, like, this is the album right here.
Yeah.
And so we recorded these choir vocals.
So when students, okay, how does the songwriting process work with the album? So part of it is, like, prompts that you guys have or sessions. Do some students just come with a song? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Different we encourage students when they come to a songwriting session to come with something in mind.
Come prepared.
Is there something on your heart, whether it's a theme, whether it's a hook, whether it's, like, a chord progression that you've been pondering.
Scripture.
Scripture, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Like, it's really important to come to a songwriting session with something to bring.
I'm like, y'all have the biggest cheat sheet. It is the Holy Bible.
Holy Bible.
Yeah.
You have all your lyrics.
And then so whatever comes out of that is, like, it gold. It's gold. And not every song makes it, and that's okay, too. Yeah. But I think what we're really trying to encourage the students to do is, like, write on your own. Write, like, get your own groups together. Spend time with the Lord. Like, do it and then bring it to us and we'll help you with it. But, like, we want it to, like, come from you guys.
Yeah. And we always say, you know, God is the creator of everything. From him are all things and to him are all things. Like, we can do nothing good apart from him. And it is so vital before you songwrite to spend time with God and be in his presence and receive, because I've sat down at the piano where I haven't done that and I try to do it in my own strength. And it is crushing to try to create something apart from the creator. It's literally crushed me. And so we always say, like, honestly, like, don't dare to create without him, because you can't, and nothing will be fruitful apart from him. But the good news, I mean, that is good news, is that we have access to him and that the pressure isn't on you. Like, you just get to receive. You just get to lift your eyes. You just get to open your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And when we had Chris Tomlin come in,
Oh, yeah, share about that.
well, let me drop that in there.
our buddy Chris
came in.
Chris came in and he was like, I'll never forget what he said. He was like, there are some songs that you write and there are some songs that you receive. And both are great, but there are some songs that just come to you and within 30 minutes you're done. But it's like, I want to be like receiving my songs from God. I don't want this to be in my own strength. So, yeah, but Chris was the real deal.
Yeah, he was.
That man is so pure. You could just tell what was so special about Chris is you could tell there was nowhere else in the room he would rather be, or nowhere else in the world he would rather be than in that room with us.
Yeah.
It was really awesome to be there.
He was so present.
And we got to bring in students. And
yeah. I mean, and even just to hear his story.
Yeah.
He just shared how he started as a songwriter and a worship leader and how he kind of got thrown into it. But the whole time, like, he just has an incredible amount of humility given his platform. It's insane. And he was just so real with us. He was so honest with us. And he was so present. And it was so cool to be in that room. And we got to write with him. And he gave us so much good advice. And then he did a Q&A with the students. And they were asking tons of questions. And he just had such honest, real answers. And, yeah, he was amazing. That was a dream. Yeah.
What a once-in-a-lifetime kind of experience for the students.
I know. We get one more Zoom call with him.
I know. What? When is that?
That's one more Zoom, right?
What are you guys most excited about for the Worship Summit this year?
I'm really excited that Carrie Jobe and Cody Carnes are coming.
That's great. And Francis Chan.
And Francis Chan is speaking. It's just amazing. I feel like every year when these artists come in, and honestly, one really cool thing for me is that it's not just for Pepperdine.
Yeah.
The whole Malibu community shows up and beyond shows up for this event.
Yeah.
Like, my parents flew in from New York.
I've never seen that many people on Alumni Park ever. Awesome. It's insane.
It's huge. And it's so cool because when do we all get to get together like that?
Yeah.
When do we all get to all form, like, oh my gosh, this is our community right here. And we're all here and we're worshiping the Lord, like, next to the beach. Like, this is amazing.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, what can we expect next from Waves Worship following the album release? I know that's probably the top of mind right now.
Girl, you let me know. I was actually just praying about that recently because we've been so, like, just need to, you know, get through the finish line of the album release. I'm feeling like, well, it's just funny because when we're asked these types of questions, it's like, it is a mystery.
Yeah.
Like, we are just literally
one step at a time
hearing from God and ask, like, okay, God, where are you? What are you doing? We want to do that. I think this album was kind of a catch-all of the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And I think the next project we want to do, I'm feeling like God is leading it in maybe a more focused direction of whether that be, you know, a concept or I don't know yet, but I think it'll be less songs, but more focused on theme. Just going deeper with the students on each song. I mean, we went really deep, but what do you think?
This album is a little bit more acoustic.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is the vibe. Like, that's kind of the Waves Worship vibe. But I think what we're looking forward to in the future, too, is, like, having a little bit more of a bigger production, live recording of our songs.
Yeah.
But we don't know. Honestly, we're just here. We're just open to wherever God is asking us to go.
I think that's the beauty of it. It's like, we're not trying to get a million and one streams
This is for Pepperdine. It's for Pepperdine. And if it goes beyond Pepperdine, that's amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's first and foremost for Pepperdine.
Yeah.
And it's already obvious that they're stoked.
Yeah.
Like, they're really excited to be receiving this music.
And they feel ownership over it, which is really exciting. They're like, these are our songs. These are our community's anthems. And that is really cool to see. Yeah.
It's so interesting. I think in the public discourse, right, we hear, you know, Pew Research Center, all the rest saying that for the past whatever, how many decades, you know, people identifying with religion has gone down, right? What have you seen with, like, this generation in particular? Maybe it's unique to Pepperdine. Maybe it's something greater in terms of worship and spirituality.
I mean, since I was a freshman here, we have come so far.
Yeah.
Like our worship nights did not used to look like this.
Yeah.
Like this is something new that the Lord is doing at Pepperdine. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like, I think that comes from the top down.
Yeah.
Like Jim Gash, like his priority mm-hmm. is spiritual life. Mm-hmm. And that shows. And the students that are coming up, showing up to Pepperdine mm-hmm. are like, get me involved in the well. Get me involved yeah. in ways where, like, I want to be here. I want to do the Bible studies. Mm-hmm. I want to be a part of the ministry. And that's like a big draw because mm-hmm. that's what's thriving right now at Pepperdine. Mm-hmm. And so it's so cool to see that kind of unleashed. Mm-hmm. Each year, I'm blown away, like I was saying earlier. But I think, too, it was really cool because I got to lead worship at the president's, like, retreat mm-hmm. and their, you know, the higher-up faculty retreat. And Co and I were leading worship. Co's the director of worship. And they prayed over us afterwards. And yeah. Jim was talking about how worship is kind of like, that's the direction we're going. Like that is a top priority mm. for the administration. Mm. And he was saying, like, you guys are the tip of the spear
yeah.
because of that. And 100%. We just want to cover you in prayer. And the whole, like, upper administration laid hands on us and covered us in prayer. And I was crying. Mm. It was so meaningful
yeah.
to know that we're not just out there doing our thing mm-hmm. on our own. Mm. Like, we are supported and we are backed up by what's going on above us. And I think that is a huge blessing in our ministry and in yeah. the work that we're doing. Like, we know we're being covered.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that means so much to our whole team.
And I think the cool thing about the university wanting worship to be, you know, a place that we're going, the place that we're running, is it's not just musical worship. It's mm-hmm. worship as a lifestyle. Mm. Worship is responding to God's presence and offering him your attention and your life as a response. And so that happens in every area of this university. And we want that to be the main mm-hmm. cultural piece. Mm. But even, you know, outside of Pepperdine, and I think just in this generation, I mean, Gen Z, didn't they have, like, TikTok in high school? Like in, like, junior high? Like, yeah. I can't imagine. Yeah. Like, the world is just turning more and more, like, artificial in a way. Yeah. And what's real and what is truth? Mm-hmm. And there's so many distractions
yeah.
and lies. And I think this generation is hungry for the real thing.
Yes. Authenticity.
Yes.
Authenticity. And so I think that's what's making them so fired up. Because once you encounter Jesus, you're mm-hmm. like,
you're like,
this
truth.
Is it.
Yeah.
This is it. And I want to tell everyone about this because, yeah, it's just so hard to find anywhere mm. else. You can't.
Yeah.
It's been so impressive seeing Forrest Frank do yeah. so well yeah. on the charts.
Yeah.
Just
incredible.
Blowing out of the park.
Yeah. yeah.
But
there's definitely a movement happening. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what advice would you give to a future Wave who might want to get involved with worship or Wave's worship on campus?
First of all, we literally pray for you guys. We have been praying that God brings, seriously, the, you know, the young songwriters and you don't even have to be a songwriter. You just love Jesus and you're hungry. Like,
mm-hmm. And you want to learn.
Yeah. We've been praying for you guys and we're preparing a place for you guys to hopefully, mm-hmm. You know, grow closer to Jesus and be formed into who he made you specifically mm-hmm. to be. I would just say my main piece of advice is grow in who God made you to be in particular. Like, you have a unique identity that no one else has. You know, we're all sons and daughters. We're all made pure and holy and righteous because of what Jesus did on the cross. But you are a new creation mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. an original design. And ask God who you are and run in that direction.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say our strongest Waves Worship student leaders are the students that are showing up to serve. Mm-hmm. They're showing up to serve the community through this ministry. Mm-hmm. And they're just happy to be there. Yeah. Like, they're so happy to be there. And I think that says so much about their character. They're just like, I love this. I want to be here. I want to yeah. be part of all of it. Like, what
yeah.
can I do?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think that is such a beautiful piece of the heart of the students within yeah. Waves Worship and kind of what we're looking for. Like, we want a ministry that is wanting to serve. We're not wondering yeah. about what's this going to do for me? You know, we are pouring in to the community because mm-hmm. we want to serve the community. So,
yeah. And I mean, start practicing songwriting,
yeah.
you know, come home from school and get with God and journal about what you're feeling and what you're thinking and start responding and yeah. pick up a piano, or you can't pick up a piano, pick up a guitar. If you can pick up a piano, I'm very impressed.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. But, and just start practicing. And if you write anything and it is, has, you know, a melody and lyrics, that is a song and you're a songwriter.
Yeah. Three chords, right?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. You can do it. Just start practicing.
Amen. Well, if any listeners want to follow along or support you guys, where should they go? And I can link it below. So where should we go?
Amazing. You can follow us on Instagram. That's probably where we're most active, at waves_worship. Nice. And then, yeah, we're on wherever you listen to music, any streaming platforms. And I think we're creating a YouTube page soon.
We are.
TBD. I'm so excited for that. Wow.
Stay tuned.
Awesome. Well, thank you both for joining us for this special conversation. It's inspiring to see how Pepperdine students are leading with creativity, faith, and a heart for worship that reaches far beyond campus. For Pep Talk listeners, be sure to check out Waves Worship's upcoming album and join us at the Worship Summit this fall. You can also follow Pepperdine and Waves Worship on social media to stay connected. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Alexa.